Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease and dust.
In 1946, P&G introduced Tide, and from Tide, we began to experiment with other ways to leverage detergent technology. One of those ways was we wanted to create a floor cleaner. And so by 1957, we had created such a product. It needed a name. We kind of had an idea of Mr. Clean. The company solicited a number of artists to submit a picture, a photograph, a drawing of this character that we had that would embody the image of Mr. Clean. And so Mr. Black was one of those artists that was chosen to submit a picture.
And the character that he came up with was a guy who had a completely shaven head, and he wore a white, sparkling white T-shirt and white clothing.
Yeah, and Mr. Black was actually given certain parameters to draw the character within. So he was told that he was a genie, that he would be bald, that he would wear all white. And there were some suggestions around earrings being used and so forth. I believe the earring was supposed to be in the nose. Mr. Black took those suggestions, drew the character as directed, but didn't quite feel right about it. So he drew the character with a less like a genie, and he actually moved the earring to the left ear. And he asked his wife which one she preferred, and she actually liked his version better. So he submitted both of them, but the Mr. Clean brand and P&G actually agreed with his wife, and they liked his version better than what we had asked for, so that's the one we went with.
For how long was Mr. Clean, the figure of Mr. Clean that Mr. Black created, as part of the advertising for P&G? I have the impression it was there for a pretty long time, and then it went away, and then it came back.
It's been there pretty consistently through the entire time period. You would find him on the bottle in some way or another from the very beginning. What may have lessened is the promotional basis behind the brand as other floor cleaners moved onto the shelf and into the category. But Mr. Clean, as an iconic character, really stood the test of time. He may have been minimized in some ways on the packaging, but he was around for quite a while. And obviously, he's back today. You can find him online. Mr. Clean even has his own Facebook page.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Richard Black? He did other drawings that became famous. I think he did Smokey the Bear also.
Mm-hmm. He was a commercial artist. And so after his service in World War II, he began teaching and he began just doing commercial art. He was approached by the National Forestry Service to create this cartoon figure. And he did draw the very first Smokey the Bear. In World War II, he was actually kind of sought after by the bomber crews to actually paint the nose art as well.
And Mr. Clean, you mentioned it never completely went away, but Mr. Clean today is seen on, he's the theme of the Mr. Clean car washes.
I mean, the Mr. Clean name does carry with it. It has broader shoulders than just simply floor cleaning.
Procter & Gamble senior archivist Greg McCoy says Richard Black actually used himself as a model for the Mr. Clean character. I'm Steve Hirschberg.
Clean a dirty mirror.
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a